Good morning. We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Sukkah, Halacha Gimel. We dedicate the Shir today for a complete Refuah Shleima for Gavriel Shlomoy ben Idit and also Rachel Bas Shendel, together with all the other Shcholei Yisrael, Avram ben Rivka, Yuspehendel bas Gitalea, Aviv Ilana bas Yuspehendel, and Sarah Rachel bas Yuspehendel. Okay, this halacha is based on chapter 5 in the second half of Likutei Moran, which is a Rosh Hashanah shir of Rabbi Nachman, which means it's huge. We've touched on this before, not that long ago. And now Rabbi Nosson Zal is going to explain the holiday of Sukkot using that chapter in Likutei Moran. Al pi ha'maamar tiku beis, based on the second of the three tikus that are mentioned in the beginning of the second half of Likutei Moran, chapters 1, 5, and 8, ayin shom kol ha'maamar. Rav Nosson Zal says, look over that entire chapter in Likutei Moran to have a better foundation going into the halacha. Vehine shom be'er Rabbeinu b'chinas Rosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim v'sukkah Shmini Atzeres al pi ma'amaymar anal. In that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal explained Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkah, Shmini Atzeres, based on everything he spoke about. Umevoyer shom, it was explained over there in Likutei Moran, she sukkah b'gimatria malach. That the word sukkah, when it's spelled samach vav chof hei, it's bigimatria 91, which is the word malach. Hainu bechinas chaloim al yidei malach. And Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran spoke about dreams. The dreams sometimes come from a place of truth and sometimes from a place of falseness. The Gemara speaks about chaloim al yidei malach v'chaloim al yidei shed. Avol ze yodua. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, however, it's known, shekol b'china u'b'china klula mikol ha'b'chinois. In the study of Kabbalah and Chassidus, it's known that everything includes in it everything else. Al kein, therefore, iyanti, I looked into it carefully, u'matzosi b'siyata d'shmaya, and I discovered, with Hashem's help, Shegam besukah veluluv nimtzoim kol habechinois hanemorim shom b'mayim ranal. That in the mitzvah of sukkah and the luluv and the dalet minim is included all the different aspects of kedusha and serving Hashem that are mentioned in that chapter on Likutei Moran. There may be 15 different things mentioned. Rav Nosson Zal now is going to connect each and every one of them to the mitzvah of sukkah and dalet minim. Ki mitzvah sukkah hu lahokim bechinas sukkas dovid hanoifolis. Because the Sforim explain that the mitzvah of sukkah is about elevating the Shekhinah, elevating the Malchus, which is referred to sometimes as the fallen sukkah of Dovid HaMelech. Dovid is Malchus. Shehu bechinas emuna hanafula, and we know that emuna, faith, is also associated with malchus, just like ein melech beloyam, just like malchus has nothing of its own except what it receives from others, so too emuna has no light of its own. Emuna is compared to the moon that has no light of its own other than what it receives from the sun. Ki sukkas David hu bechinas malchus, because the sukkah of Dovid HaMelech corresponds to malchus. And in fact, the word sukkas David, David usually is spelled without a yud. For some reason here it's spelled with a yud. David is spelled dalid vov dalid. The words sukkas David are bigimatria 494. With the two words, it's 496, which is malchus. Bechinas emuna, which is synonymous with emuna. Validei she'onu mekayim mitzvah sukkah, and by us fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah, ayidei zeh onu mekimim bechinas sukkas dovid hanoifalas. Through this, we're lifting up and elevating and establishing the malchus, the emuna, the shechina, which is called sukkas dovid hanoifalas. Hainu, Shemekimim umeirimim bechinas emuna hanafula. We are elevating and establishing the fallen emuna, which is what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in the beginning of that chapter in Likut Imran. He speaks about a person's emuna, and a person always has to be checking themselves where they're holding an emuna, because that can change multiple times, even during one day. One moment a person is feeling strong in their faith in Hashem, in their faith in the Torah, in Tzadikim, and the other minute the emuna falls. A person doesn't feel that strong faith. Ve'ikar hasukah hu aschach. And we know that the most important element of the sukkah is the roof, the schach. Aval, however, kiyum haschach hualidei hatfanois. Usually, what's supporting the schach is the walls of the sukkah. V'hatfanois heim shtayim kehilchoson ushlishis afilu tefach. And the walls of a sukkah, we know that the minimum amount of walls of a sukkah in order for the sukkah to be kosher is, even if it has two walls, two complete walls, and the third wall can be even just a tefach wide, and it could be considered enough to be a kosher sukkah. The Vilna Gaon points out that in the word sukkah, we see the laws of the walls of a sukkah. The samach is four-sided, showing that l'chatchila, the best sukkah is when it has four walls. But b'di'evet, a sukkah is even kosher if it has only three walls, like the letter chaf, which has three walls. And then, even if a person can't make three walls, even if it's two walls plus a little bit, a tefach, it's still kosher, which is the letter hay, which has two sides, and then the small leg of the hay. Rav Nosson Zal points out that the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that these two walls, plus that little bit, Shehem Bechinas Netzach Vohem Shtayim Kilchosom Ushlish Safilu Tefach, Shehem Bechinas Netzach Vohoid, the two regular walls correspond to the spheroids of Netzach and Hoid, Vahashlishis, the third one, which we said can even be just a Tefach, He Bechinas Yesoid, corresponds to the Midah of Yesoid, which Kamuva, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah. The Yesoid is smaller. Hainu, ki ikar kiyum vegidul hu emuna, hi al yidei eitzois. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran that what establishes and helps develop and increase a person's faith is advice, proper advice, which means the Torah. The Torah is called the Book of Advice, and the Torah is what strengthens our faith. On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we say, Atzosoi emuna pe'ulosoi emes. The advice of Hashem is faith. Kimavur b'maimranal, as Rabbeinu Zal elaborates over there in Likut Imran. V'zeh b'chinas hadfanois shehem shtayim kilchosam, and that's the concept of the walls of the sukkah, which we said two of them have to be regular walls, b'chinas netzach hoid, corresponding to the midos of Netzach and Hoid, v'zeh b'chinas eitzois. And we know that advice is associated with the spheroids of Netzach and Hoid. Ki shom mekoim ho eitzo. That's where advice comes from. B'b'chinas kloyois yoyatzois. As the Gemara tells us in Brachas, that the kidneys play a major role in advice, v'heim b'chinas Netzach Hoid. And the kidneys are associated with Netzach and Hoid. They're in the lower part of the body. We know that the intellect of a person begins in the brain. However, in order for intellect, a person's intelligence, to result in Eitzah, it has to be processed from the brain. It has to move down in the spheroids and go down to Netzach and Hoid, go down to the Kloyos, where the Eitzah is completed and then comes forth. Just like we know that the spheroids of Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes are referred to many times as Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. If Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes are Avos, then Netzach, Hoid, Yesoid are Bonim, because it's a level, a whole level down. And it's brought that in the Beis Hamikdash, where and in the Mishkan, where did Moshe Rabbeinu receive advice and guidance from Hashem? From in between the two kruvim, those two childlike images. They were birds, and the faces had the images of children, small children. That represented the spheroids of Netzach and Hoid, from which Nevuah, from which Eitzah comes forth. Ach, however, Rabbein Azal explains over there in Likut Imran, Hadoyle ho Eitzois, the one who draws the advice, like a person drawing water from a well, that's the terminology that's used to be doyle eitzois, hu hatzadik. That requires a tzadik, shehu ish tivunois, who is a man of true understanding. Shehu doyle umegalo eitzois. He draws and reveals the true advice. Bechinois, as the pasuk says, or that Rabbein Azal quotes over there in the Likut Imran, the ish tevunois yidlena, that the man of tevuna, he's the one who draws the mayim amukim, the deep waters, which are the advice. Shehu bechinas tzadik oichel lesoiva nafshoi. And Rabbein Azal goes on to explain over there in the Likut Imran that the tzadik, because he eats bigdusha, and his eating is ruchnius, it's spiritual, this is what he eats to satisfy the soul, not for physical pleasure. That's one of the main factors that enables him to be this ish tvunois, to draw these eitzois, and thereby elevate and rectify the fallen emuna. Kimavur sham, as Rabbein Azal explains over there in Likut Imran. V'zeh b'chinas shlishis afilu tefach. And that's why we're told that the third wall of the sukkah can be even a tefach. Shehu b'chinas yesoid, the sphere of yesoid, the bris kodesh, is much smaller than the legs. The legs are longer, they represent the two walls of the sukkah. The bris kodesh is smaller, that's this tefach. Shehu b'chinas yesoid, b'chinas tzadik yesoid oilam, which represents the tzadik. Shehu doile umegale ho eitzois. He's the one who draws and reveals the eitzois that are coming from Netzach and Hoid. Validei ho eitzois nizgadel ho emuna. And through the advice, this is what develops and increases the emuna, the faith. Umekimim ho emuna hanafula. And we elevate, we lift up the fallen emuna. Hainu shemekimim hasukkah, which means we elevate the sukkah. We said the sukkah, sukkas David hanoifoles, which is the fallen malchus, the fallen emuna. Shehu haschach, we establish the sukkah, which we said before, the main part of the sukkah is the schach, al yedei hatfanois, through the walls. Hainu shemekimim bechinas sukkas David hanoifoles. We lift up the fallen sukkah of David. Shehu bechinas emuna hanafula, al yedei hatfanois, through the walls, shehim bechinas eitzois, which are the advice, sheal yodom nizgadel hu emuna, which through which the emuna is developed and elevated. One of the ways that we see that the tikkun hamalchus and the elevation of the fallen emuna, the fallen malchus, is through netzach hoid yesoid, we know the name of Hashem that's associated with Malchus is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Adon means ruler. The first letters of Netzach, Hoid Yesoid, Nun He Yud are Begematria Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, to show us that these three spheroids play a major role in the Tikkun of the Malchus. Paragraph Beis. V'zeh shemesakhin b'psoiles goyren v'yekev. And based on what Rabbein Azal teaches us over there in Likut Imran, we'll understand also why the schach is made from the remnants of the crops, of the grain and other crops. The goyren, the grains, and yekev is the vineyards. K'moy shekosuv, as it says in the Chumash, Chag hasukah is taselecha, ba'osbecha migarnecha umiyigvecha. You will celebrate the holiday of Sukkos and build Sukkos for yourself when you gather in from your grains and from your vineyards. And the Gemara learns out, Bipsoiles goyren v'yekev hakosuv medaber, that regarding the building of the sukkah, regarding the schach, it's made from the waste matter, from the chaff of the goyren and yekev. Because Rabbein Nizal explains over there in Likutim Ram that when we repair the fallen emuna, that results in converts coming to join Klal Yisrael. And Rabbein Nizal points out over there, the elu hagerim mazikim li Yisrael. These gerim cause a certain damage to Klal Yisrael. Shemachnisin gaiva, they introduce arrogance into Klal Yisrael. Shaydeze nase taivas niuf chas v'shalom, which results, chas v'shalom, in a sinful type of desire for women. Rabbi Nizal over there in Likutei Moran has a paragraph for each one of these words, explaining everything. Ach, however, Rabbi Nizal says there, Hamoginim Shabadoir, the protectors of the generation, that's the title that he uses over there to refer to certain tzaddikim. They're called the Mogine Hadoir. Heim Meginim Aleinu, they protect us. Va'oisim Mizeh B'chinas Moichin Tfilin, and they use the power of the Gerim, this Psoiles Gorin V'yekev, they use it to generate moichin, tefillin, to generate a high level of seichel. Ayin shom heitev, look over there in Likutei Moran well, where Rabbein Nizal elaborates on exactly how this is done. Ki heim malin b'chinas hechtim besoroi lebechinas choysim digdusha. Because these tzaddikim, these protectors of the generation, we know that tzaddik is the union of tikkun abris. They elevate from hechtim besoroi. This is a pasuk in Tazria, where the pasuk speaks about an impure emission coming out of a person, zivus. It's called hechtim besoroi, where the flesh is damaged in a sense. They elevate the hechtim to choisam of kedusha, to a seal of holiness, which is a term used about bris mila, tikkun abris. And it's a term also used about the tefillin. We know that bris is ois, and tefillin is ois. These two are very much connected. Bechinas moichin tefillin. The tzaddik has the ability to elevate the pigam from a state of pigama bris, from the fallen emuna, to elevate it to moichin tefillin. Nimtza, shemizeh hapsoiles biatzmoi, shemachnisim hagerim biyisrael. So we see, therefore, from this chaff, from this waste matter, which the converts bring into Klal Yisrael, aydezeh nasin tefillin, moichin. The tzaddik converts this to a very high level of seichel, tefillin, moichin. Vezeh bechinas shemesakchin bepsoiles goyren v'yekev. We see this in the sukkah, where we're taking the chaff, the waste matter from the crops, that which is usually discarded, and that's becoming the crown on our head. That's becoming the schach, the most significant, most important part of the sukkah. Ki hapsoiles heim b'chinas geirin, shehim psoiles hakdusha. Because the chaff of the crops, that's compared to the geirim, who represent the psoiles of the holiness, meaning, ki ikar ho'oichel v'hamoyach heim Yisrael. The actual food, the actual grain, the actual seichel, corresponds to Klal Yisrael. The word Yisrael is the letters Li Roish. We are the ones who represent the Moyach, the Seichel. The Ho'akum, the non-Jews, Heim HaPsoiles. They are compared to Psoiles. Umach Mashenim Tzogam B'Psoiles, Nitzoytzoyz HaKdusha. And because of the fact that in the Psoiles, in the chaff, there are found holy sparks, Alkein nimtzoim geirim shemizgairim. Therefore, that's the whole concept of these converts who convert. They represent this kedusha, this holiness that's found within the psoilus. Veheim machnisim psoilus b'Yisrael. And when they come and join Klal Yisrael, they bring with them some of that psoilus. Ach, however, hamoginim, the protectors, The tzaddikim who are called moginim, malin hapsoiles, they elevate that psoiles, v'oisim mizeh b'chinas tefillin moichin, and they make a very high level of seichel, tefillin moichin, out of that. V'zeh b'chinas sukkah. Where do we see this? We see this in the mitzvah of sukkah. Shenase mipsoiles goyren v'yekev, whereby the most important part of the sukkah, the schach, is made from the chaff of the crops. Dahainu shemalin hapsoiles v'ois mizeh sukkah. We elevate the chaff and make from it sukkah. Shezeu b'chinas ima demesak halbenin. We know that the mitzvah of sukkah, the term sukkah, is also associated with bina, the mother who covers over and hovers over her children. That term demesakha, like sukkah. Bechinas im labina, as the pasuk says, the mother is associated with bina. Bechinas moichin, and we know that bina is a very high level of seichel. Bechinas tefillin, shem gamkein bechinas imo demesakha al benim. Tefillin is also referred to and associated with the mother, which covers over her children, like the tefillin, which are a covering on the head. Kamashikosu b'zoyer HaKadosh. V'alkein nikreis sukkah, and this is why it's called sukkah, loshen mesakech umegin, which means it covers and protects. Usually a covering is a protection. Ki kol ze nase al yidei hamoginin shebedor, because this whole process of drawing the eitzos, which are misaking the fallen emuna, and then being able to which causes geirim to come and join Klal Yisrael, and they bring with them some of this psoilish, which the mogini ador are able to elevate and convert into moichin tefillin. All of this is accomplished through the moginim of the generation, the protectors of the generation, sheheim meginim oleinu. They protect us, va'oisin min ha'psoiles hanal p'chinas moichin, and they convert the psoiles, the chaff, into moichin, into seichel. Any questions, please?
Rav Nosson, does this relate to what we were speaking about yesterday about noga? That the chaff is the noga, that the tzaddikim come, and through our mitzvahs we extract that and bring that into the tzad of the kedusha?
It's a similar concept, definitely, because geirim are associated with noga. I once heard from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Evrocha, that Avram Avinu, we know that Avram Avinu and Sarai Imenu, one of their most important missions was to be Mekarev geirim. And Hashem said to Avram Avinu, your name will be Avraham, ki av hamoin goyim nesaticha, because I have made you the father of a multitude of nations. The first letters of hamoin goyim nesaticha spell the word noiga. You are the father of noiga, meaning you are the tzaddik. You are one of these great tzaddikim who knows, who can recognize when he looks at a non-Jew to see if this non-Jew is part of the three klipos, which cannot be integrated into the Kedusha, or whether this non-Jew is from Noiga, where by integrating that person into the Kedusha, that's what brings Shleimus, completion, to the Kedusha.
I'm trying to understand a little bit the Cheshman. It sounds like he's turning the Sukkah into the Esther Spheres, and the walls, the Defanos, that part is a little bit clipped. As Rebbe says,
no, he mentioned from the Zohar HaKadosh that the walls of the sukkah, which are again the minimum of 2 plus a little bit, the Zohar HaKadosh says correspond to the spheroids of Netzach and Hoid and Yesoid, those three spheroids, which are the source of Eitzah. That's one aspect of the sukkah. We know that the sukkah also, on a general level, is compared to Bina, because Bina is referred to as Ima de Mesak HaBnin, the mother who covers over and protects her children. The sukkah is a covering, so sukkah is associated with Bina also. And now Rav Nosson Zal said that the schach, which is also covering, is associated with these moichin tefillin, which is also associated with Bina. So far, he spoke about those midos. And again, another thing is that Sukkah is also associated with Malchus, Sukkas David Hanoifoles. And again, that it's called Sukkas David. David is Malchus. And again, none of this is contradiction, because as he said in the introduction, each Midah has all the others in it. So the Sukkah can have all 10 Sphirois in it, in different aspects, in different ways.
Is there any, this is a little bit esoteric, but is there any practical understanding of how we're bringing this to our own avoda?
Definitely. Meaning, we know that one of the most important things that a person, that a Jew needs in life is Eitzah Toiva, Eitzah, advice. Rabbi Nachman once heard somebody davening Maariv, and he heard them going quickly over the words V'sakneinu be'etza toifa milfanecha. And Rabbi Nachman said, do you hear that person? He doesn't realize that this is one of the most important sentences in the tefillah of the entire day. And when a person says that, they're really supposed to put a lot into it, pleading with Hashem, please give us etza toifa from you. Because the etza is the final product of everything, of all the knowledge and everything that a person acquires. The purpose of it is to be able to give me guidance, to show me what to do, what not to do, where to go, where not to go. That's the Eitzah. The Torah is called Taryagit and Doiraisa. And a Jew coming into the Sukkah, again, once we learn these Limudim, a person coming into the Sukkah needs to know that I'm entering into this Bechina of Netzach Hoyd Yesoid, from which Eitzah comes from. And this is this enables me, by being Mekayim the Mitzvah, by making the Brachas in the Sukkah, eating food, fulfilling the laws of the Torah associated with Sukkah, I'm connecting with this power of Eitzah to be able to receive Eitzah Toiva from the Torah, from the Tzadikim, from Hashem. That's one aspect of it. And again, we're going to... The topic of Sukkahs is discussed maybe in 100 different places in Likutei Halachos. And one of the major emphases that Rav Nosson Zal puts on it is that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we're spending most of the time in shul. We're insulated. Sukkahs, Hashem says, get out. Go out there. Outreach. Go be Makariv. Be Makariv people. And again, we shake the sukkah, the lulav, in all six directions. We're trying to broadcast the message of Hashem or Elikim everywhere to the whole world. And at the conclusion of the prayers on the lulav and esrog, we say there an incredibly profound sentence. Lemandas kol ame ha'oretz ki Hashem or Elikim einoi. We're doing all of this to enlighten all nations of the world, that Hashem is Hashem, that Hashem is Master and King. That's one of the main messages of Sukkot, of the holiday of Sukkot. It's reaching out. It's going out there to all the different, reaching out even to the nations of the world to be Makari Vigerim. Rav Nosson Zal, I wasn't sure whether to say it because he asked the question, maybe we'll include it. Rav Nosson Zal explains, we know the Gemara says that when a person does Tshuva Meira, their sins get erased. When a person does tshuva me'ahava, the sins get converted to mitzvahs. And he says this is one of the things that we see in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur versus Sukkot. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are called yomim noiroim, yira. Sukkot is ahava. The Zohar HaKadosh says, smoiloi tachas l'roishi v'yeminoi tichapkeni. Hashem places his left hand under my head, and with his right hand, he embraces me. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, Smoiloi tachas l'roishi, the left hand which represents Gevura Din, that's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The right hand which represents Chesed and love, that's Sukkot. Going into the Sukkah, we're going into the embrace of Hashem, Kaviyochel, the V'yeminoi tichapkeni, which means this concept of Tshuva Me'ahava. And Rav Nosson Zal says, when we do tshuva me'ava, the sins get converted to mitzvahs. Where do we see this? The schach. The psoilis. Psoilis means garbage. Psoilis, our sins are psoilis. We're taking the psoilis, and that's becoming the crown on our head. That's becoming the most important part of the mitzvah of sukkah, is the schach. Our aveiros are getting converted to mitzvahs. I'm just giving you 1/1000th, maybe, of how Rav Nosson Zal elaborates on this throughout Likutei Halachos.
Thank you. Sure. The way I see it, just in short, is Eitzes take away care of your Bilbulim that will allow you to have proper Emunah. It's Tamu Ru'u Ki Tov Hashem.
Exactly. Emunah is called Vadai. We say on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Havadai Shemoi Kein Teilosoi, that Hashem's name, Hashem is definite. Hashem is Ech One, yes, no wavering. When a person is uncertainty, is called flip-flop, going back and forth. When the Jews showed lack of faith in Hashem, they were called Poiseach Al Shtei Sifim. You're bouncing on both sides. 1 minute yes, 1 minute no, that kind of thing. That's the concept of Sufek, doubt, which is Begematria Amolek, which is the worst Sitra Achra. And the opposite of that is Emuna, which is Vadai, which is definite. The word Vadai is Begematria Yudke Vovke, the name of Hashem. Definite. That's the concept of Eitzah, when I know exactly what to do or what to say, versus Bilbulim, which means confusion. Okay, back inside, paragraph Gimel. V'alkein sukkah shehu gavoya lamala mi'esra mama psula. Based on that chapter in Likutei Moran also, we'll be able to understand why a sukkah, which is taller than 20 amos, is invalid, is pasul. Remember, an ama, again, is somewhere between 1.5 feet and 2 feet, 18 inches and 24 inches. Kitzorich litzamtzemes hamoyach. Because Rabbi Nizal explains over there in Likutei Moran that a Jew must control and constrict and limit their thinking. Shafilu bigdusha lo yetze chutz lagvul. Even within the framework of holiness, of Torah, a person needs to know there's boundaries, and I'm not allowed to go out of bounds. I'm not allowed to ask certain questions which are out of bounds. I'm not allowed to think about, delve into certain things which are out of bounds. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says, Bemufla mimcha al tidrosh. In that which is wondrous to you, that which is above you, don't delve into it. Vze bibchinas she'osur la'aseis hasukah, shehi bibchinas im lebina, bibchinas moichin, lamala me'esra mama. And this is why one of the laws of sukkah is that it's forbidden to make the sukkah, which represents bina, moichin, seichel, above 20 amos. Ki osur lahagbia hamoichin lamala me'agvul. Because a person is not allowed to try to lift up their thoughts beyond the boundary, beyond the line. Ki b'mufla mimcha al tidroish kanal. V'ze b'chinas lemala mi'esrim, and this is referred to as above 20, ki hu b'chinas keser, because 20 represents the keser. The word esrim, in fact, is exactly bigematria 620, which is keser, because the light of keser goes down 10 levels and bounces back up 10 levels. It's 20. Shehi b'chinas prusa prisa. The Zohar HaKadosh refers to the Keser as a curtain that's spread out to serve as a barrier. Don't go past this. Sheshom Nemar, about that, it's written the words, Bemufla Mimcha Al Tidrosh. In that which is wondrous to you, don't delve into it. That's in terms of height, too tall. V'chein Osor La'asos HaSukkah Lemato Miyudfachim. And in addition, the roof of a sukkah is not allowed to be lower than 10 tefachim. A tefach, again, is between 3 and 4 inches. Ki me'olam lo yordo hashchino lamata me'asora. Because we have a rule that usually the Shekhinah never goes down below 10 tefachim within the earth, within the ground. Sheshom hu ikar gashmi esu asiya. Below 10 tefachim represents the essence of Gashmias, of this Olam Huasiya, Shehi Modor Hachitzoinim, which is the domain of the Klipois, the Sitrachra. V'alkein Osur La'asos HaSukkah Lamata Miyud, and that's why it's forbidden to have the roof of the Sukkah lower than 10 Tfochim, ki yesh lahasechel gvul v'tzimtzum lemato ulamala. Because regarding a person's thoughts, regarding thinking, there are boundaries as to what's too high and what's too low. Hainu shegam lemala me'agvul osur loy lotzeis. A person's not allowed to go above a certain line. V'zebechinas b'muflam imchal tidroish, as we said before. V'zebechinas psul lamalam yesrim. That's the damage, the error that's caused when the sukkah is above 20 amos. V'ein tzorech loymar she'osur lodom l'honiach esaseich lotzeis chutz mi'agvul lamata. And we don't have to say that a person is not allowed to allow their thoughts to go down to pass the certain line. To allow their thoughts to go into the place of the sitrachra, the place of the klipos, meaning lachshoiv machshovos chutz, to think thoughts that are out of bounds, shel taivos v'hirhurim chashon, sinful thoughts, thoughts of desires that are forbidden. V'ze b'chinas psul lemata miyud. That's what's represented by the what causes a sukkah to be invalid, the invalidation of the sukkah when the roof is lower than 10 tvachim, shehu modor hachitzoinim, which is considered to be the domain of the klipos, of the sidrachra. Questions? I saw somebody raise the question, are Balei Tshuva also difficult for Klal Yisrael like Geirim? In many places, Rabbeinu Zal and Rav Nosson Zal, when they speak about Geirim, they usually put these two together in one category, Balei Tshuva and Geirim. So in many ways, there's similarities. There are many similarities between them. There still is a major difference that a Baal Tshuva comes from Zera Yisrael, Zera Kodesh, but in most places throughout Likutim and Likutei Halachos, I see that they are put together.
But we can also refer to, like we said, the Psoas Gorin V'yakev is our Chatoyim, which is in Adam Chaita El Shenichtus by Ruach Shtos. It's like the gear inside of you.
Correct. And in fact, all of Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai, we are all referred to as Geirim. Remember, we had to go through Mila and Tevila to prepare ourselves for Matan Torah. And the Torah reminds us time again that we should show respect and love to Geirim, ki Geirim heisim, because we were Geirim.
So I thought it's interesting, Tzimtzum is Gematria Aser with the Kailal.
Interesting, yes. Tzimtzum is the concept of knowing boundaries, recognizing boundaries. Okay, paragraph Dalet. V'ze b'chinas shivoroyim shebo'im lasukah. Now Rav Nosson Zal is also going to explain the concept of the fact that throughout the 7 days of Sukkot, we invite each day one of the shepherds of Klal Yisrael to come and join us. Again, connected to the chapter on Likutei Moran, Torah Hey, in the second half of Likutei Moran that this halach is based on. Ki hashivaroyim heim bechinas moichin tefillin, kemo shekosu sham. Because the seven shepherds of Klal Yisrael correspond to seichel, tefillin, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there. We know that on the tefillin shel roish, the boxes of the tefillin shel roish that we wear, on the outside, there are two shins. One shin that has three heads, and one shin that has four heads. Those seven correspond to these seven shepherds, and they also correspond to the concept of moichin, seichel, which is sometimes referred to as gimel moichin, three aspects of seichel, chochma bina das, or chesed gvura tiferes, and sometimes we refer to dalid moichin also. As Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this over there in Likutei Moran, Vaydeze nase bechinas chaloyim al yidei malach. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that through the moichin and seichel, which the Mogine Hador generate from the psoiles, through this, this brings about dreams coming from a place of holiness, from angels. Vezehu ikra b'china sukkah. And this is really the essence of sukkah. Ki sukkah b'gematria malach kemavur shom. Because the word sukkah, when it's spelled with a vav, samach vav chav hei, is b'gematria malach, as Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran. V'alkein ikr mitzvah sukkah hu achila v'shena. And this is why, technically, the main mitzvah of eating in the sukkah, where a person makes the bracha leishe basukkah, is for eating and drinking in the sukkah. And according to some, even sleeping in the sukkah. Ki achila v'shena nistakein al yidei b'chinas malach. Because our eating and sleeping is rectified through this concept of Malach, the angel. Ki tikun hashena hu bechinas chaloyim al yidei Malach. Because proper sleep is when a person sleeps in a manner where their dreams come from kedusha, from holiness, from Malach. Gam tikun hama'acholim hu al yidei Malach. And also the tikun of the food that we eat is through the Malach. Dahainu kisheyesh chizuk lahamalach. When the power of the angel is strengthened, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, we know that the word Maichol, which Rabbeinu Zal uses over there, Ma'achol, is the same letters as the word Malach. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that the Gemara tells us that the dreams that a person has at night are affected by the food that the person eats during the day. The vapors, when a person digests the food, the vapors from the food go up to the brain and they play a role in the thoughts of a person and what conjures up the dreams that a person has during the night. Over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal goes into this. V'alkein oichlim v'yeshenim basukkah. And this is why we eat and sleep in the sukkah. Kedei shetihye hashena bebchinas chaloyim al yidei malach. In order that our sleep should be a holy sleep, a blessed sleep, in the concept of this dream coming from the Malach. V'chein ho achila besukkah, and so too the eating is in the sukkah. Kedei shehama'acholim yekablu koyach mehamalach levad, so that our food should receive its spiritual power from the side of Kedusha, from the angel. And they shouldn't mix into it, chas v'shalom, the power of the sitrachra, the power of tumah, the power of coming from the shedim. Paragraph hey. Again, Rav Nosson Zal is giving us all of this very short. In Likutei Moran over there, Rabbeinu Zal elaborates and explains much more the topic of the dreams coming from a malach, dreams coming from Shaden, quoting the Gemaras and the Psukim that are relevant to it. V'ze b'chinas she'tzrichin she'tia ha'suka tzilso meruba mechamosa. And this will also explain a major halacha about sukkah, that we're told that there must be enough schach, enough covering, that the shade in the sukkah is more than the sunlight coming into the sukkah. V'ze b'chinas tzimtzum ha'seichel. This again is stressing to us the tremendous importance of constricting and controlling our minds, not going out of bounds. She'tzrichin letzamtzem es ha'seichel shelo yetze chutz l'gvul, ki b'muflam imcho al tidroish, as we said before. This is the concept of the shade being more than the sunlight. Because the sunlight implies knowledge, intelligence. As the Gemara tells us, that the face of Moshe Rabbeinu shone like the sun. And we know the face is the seichel of the person. The intelligence of a person is what lights up his face. And in the chapter on Likutei Moran that this halach is based on, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this, that Moshe Rabbeinu represents das, moichin. And we must always see to it that the shade should be more than the sunlight. Hainu letzamtzem oyer hachama shehu adas, meaning to constrict, to limit the light of the sun, which is the das. V'yeh hatzel meruba, the shade should be more. Ki tzrichen lasos tzel mechitza bifnei hachama v'asechel. We must establish shade, a boundary in front of the sun and intellect. Ki b'mufla mimcho al tidrosh. You're not allowed to delve into and think in where it's above your level. Ki ze ikar tikun hamoichin al yidei atzimtzum hanal. Because the main perfection of a person's sechel and intelligence is having the knowledge to know when to stop, when to listen, to try to understand, and not keep trying to go further out and further out. Shehu b'chinas tzel u'mechitza b'fnei ha-sechel. This is the concept of the shade and a partition in front of the sechel. This concept appears everywhere throughout all Sifrei Chassidus, all Sifrei Kabbalah. Rabbi Nizal begins the Likut Imran speaking about the importance of sechel, looking for the chachma and everything. But then he says, however, because the light of chachma is so big, we can't go directly to that. We must first start with Malchus. Malchus is Tzimtzum always, the concept of Tzimtzum. The concept of a man getting married is also a concept. The man represents the Chochma and Sechel. The woman represents the Malchus, the Shechina, the Tzimtzum. And when a person, Chas V'Shalom, if a man does not get married, it's this concept of the Sechel without the Tzimtzum. And that can be blinding, that can be destructive. As in the case of Nodav and Aviyu, they tried to offer a very holy Korban Torah, they weren't married, the light was too bright, they got blown away. There are many examples of this we're going to see throughout Likut HaLochus, that it's always this combination of the sun and the moon, Chochma and Malchus, Torah and Tefillah, Torah and good deeds. We just had in Pirkei Avos, the Pirkei Avos that we read on Shabbos, chapter 3, mentions Imein Yira Ein Chochma, Imein Chochma Ein Yira. And kol shechachmasa meruba mimasa, anyone whose knowledge is greater than his good deeds, his knowledge will not be everlasting. The Torah gives us tremendous warnings about this. And again, in the analogy of Torah and Tefillah here, Rav Nosson Zal is going to speak about this in other places in Likutei Halachos. We see that if the Torah is greater than the Tefillah, then it's possible, Chas V'Shalom. A person must make sure, as much as they're learning, to be davening more and better in order to have this proper tzimtzum, the proper kelim, to receive the knowledge of Torah, that the knowledge of Torah should be beneficial. It shouldn't be destructive and damaging. Any questions, please?
Yes, could the Rav explain how are we supposed to relate to dreams today in our Mitzvot?
The answer is that the Gemara, towards the end of Brachas, the Gemara has approximately 2 pages on the topic of dreams, where the Gemara gives certain remozim, certain hints, that if a person sees this in a dream, it's a message related to a certain thing. If a person sees that, it's a message related to something else. However, the Gemara tells us also that there's no such thing as a dream without some falseness, some fakeness. And the Gemara also tells us this concept of chaloyim al yidei malach and chaloyim al yidei shed, that depending on a person's level of holiness, how they conduct themselves in tikkun habris, and how they conduct themselves regarding food, eating and drinking, these things also play a major role in interpreting in the dreams that a person has and interpreting the dreams. Now this topic is discussed again in several places in Likutei Halachos, especially by the laws of duchening, Hilchas Nesias Kapayim, whereby those that live in Chutz Loretz, we in Eretz Yisrael, based on the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo, who lived in the 1500s, and he was called the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael. Even though he was a Sephardi, some of the things that he instituted were accepted all over Eretz Yisrael, such as the custom of Birkas Kohanim every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, just about. We have Birkas Kohanim. Whereas in Chutz Loretz, they only have Birkas Kohanim on holidays. And a major part of the Birkas Kohanim in Chutz Loretz is a special prayer about dreams, that our dreams should be good dreams, etc. There's a beautiful prayer that appears in the Siddurim about it. Rav Nosson Zal explains this based on a chapter in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the fact that, I believe it's chapter 36, where Rabbeinu Zal there says that the light from heaven comes down unformatted. Based on our vessel, that's what will define very, very often whether the light is positive energy or negative energy. It's defined by the vessel of the person. This explains this concept of chaloi ma'idei mala, chaloi ma'idei shed. A dream is a revelation coming from heaven. But even this revelation, depending on how well connected the person is to holiness or the opposite, that determines whether the dreams come down, chas v'shalom, from the right or the left, via Malach or via Shin Dalet. And this is one of the reasons why we need a tzaddik to be able to interpret a dream and to be able to validate the dream. Paroi had a dream, and the dream of Paroi really illustrates this, where it was good and bad, seven good cows, seven bad cows, seven good stalks, seven bad. Who is the one who was able to interpret the dream correctly? Yosef HaTzadik, the Tzadik who is outstanding in Tikkun HaBris. He's the one, he is called Ben Poiros Yosef. Poiros means fruitful. Poiros is associated with Tikkun HaBris, Pru Revu. He's the one who is Poiser Chaloim. Poiser means to interpret. Poiser and Poiros are the same letters. And Rabbeinu Zal brings in chapter 2 in Likutei Moran that word Poiros represents seven names of Hashem, the four combinations of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei and the three of Ekya, which represent an incredible level of holiness. The Tzaddik is the one who's able to interpret the dream. And this is why it's during Birchas Kohanim, the Kohanim are referred to as Tzaddikim, in the sense that they have a higher level of Tikkun HaBris than the rest of the Jewish nation. They have more requirements that we don't have in terms of not being permitted to marry a divorcee, a Kohen Gadol can't marry a widow, etc. So the Kohen represents Tikkun HaBris, and therefore it's during Birchas Kohanim that we recite this special prayer that the dreams, our dreams should be good dreams and bring blessing, etc., etc. The Gemara also says that a dream goes according to the mouth. And again, the mouth is the union of Tikkun HaBris, the Bris HaLoshon. According to how the dream is interpreted, that's what will define very, very often the results of the dream. My Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld stressed there were times that people came to him and mentioned a dream that they had, a good dream or a bad dream. And he mentioned that, again, the halacha mentions that when a person has a good dream, there's a pasuk that they recite, V'chi ha'chaloim ha'shov yedaberu, do dreams speak falsely? Meaning dreams can reveal the truth, and we want a good dream to be validated. And when a person chas v'shalom has a negative dream, they recite the words ha'chaloim ha'shov yedaberu, without the v'chi, that dreams speak falsely. They say those words three times, and again, by saying those words, that can weaken, chas v'shalom, the negative effects of a dream. There's a concept of a person going before a gathering of three people to be meitiv achaloim, to validate or to devalidate a dream in certain cases. But naturally, we emphasize that the main thing is tefillah regarding this also, that we pray to be zoche to have good dream, that our sleep should be, when a person recites Kriya Shma Lamita, that's one of the incredibly important tefillahs before going to sleep, which serves, if a person says Kriya Shma Lamita with kavona, and according to the Arizal, we recite all three paragraphs of the Shema, and we say the bracha there, that's one of the greatest protections that the negative forces, the shadim, the all mazikim, should not be included at all in a person's sleep and a person's dream, but rather the sleep should be positive.
Thank you. Very interesting.
We mentioned that tzel, the shade, in the case of the sukkah, the shade versus the sunlight, that the shade represents emuna. The sunlight represents chachma, the shade represents emuna, or tzimtzum. The sunlight represents Torah, the shade represents tefillah. The sunlight represents the man, the shade represents the woman, the female, the emuna.
Isn't also the sunlight sometimes represents the goyim? The Jews are the moon?
Not the sunlight. They are compared to the sun in a certain sense, that the Jewish nation is compared to the moon, which has ups and downs, where the non-Jews are compared to the sun and that they are static.
So is that not what we're talking? Could be also bechina of that word, we have to be mitzamsim what we take in from the goyim?
For sure. Or to try to avoid, to try to draw our chachma, our seichel, as much as possible from sources of kedusha. Any other questions, please? We mentioned that the words that a person says, chas v'shalom, when a person has a bad dream is, hachaloimos shov yedaberu. Dreams speak falsely. And a good dream, they would add the words, v'chi hachaloimos shov yedaberu. Now, again, when a person has a certain type of negative dream, chas v'shalom, lo aleinu, where chas v'shalom, a person sees somebody die in a dream, something like that, there's a concept of tainus chaloim, fasting for a dream. And again, it fits in beautifully with what Rabbein Azal says over there in the Kutimran, that the dreams are very much affected by what a person eats and drinks. And therefore, when there's a certain type of scary, negative dream, the tikkun for it is fasting. And this tainus chaloim is something very serious. There are times when a person even fasts on Shabbos, this tainus chaloim. But again, for this, a person needs to study the laws in Shulchan Aruch or to consult with a rabbi to know under which circumstances the dream is considered so severe that the advice for it is tainus, to fast. Wishing everybody a good day and a good week. We should be zeche to prepare ourselves for the next major one of the three holidays coming up, the holiday of Sukkot, and to be able to draw all the tikkunim that Rabbein Azal said here. I've mentioned in the past that some of the outstanding people in Breslov, in reading Likutei Tfilos, besides their regular Seder of doing a page a day or several pages a day, they would go from holiday to holiday. As soon as one holiday was over, they would start already preparing, reciting the prayers for the next holiday coming up to prepare to draw that holiday. We should be zeicher that all the benefits of the mitzvah sukkah Hashem should bestow on us now already, the protection, the shmirah, and all the brachas.
And what about Shivasar B'tam? I see a lot of Reb Nachman talks about Shivasar B'tam in a certain bechina.
Of course, that's the term holiday in the way we're using it here is referring specifically to happy holidays. Shivasar B'tamuz is also a very important day. It's the day when five tragedies happened to Klal Yisrael. The first one being Moshe Rabbeinu breaking that first set of luchos. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down after 40 days in heaven from the day after Shavuos, and he saw Klal Yisrael involved in the Egel HaZohov, and he broke the luchos. And the Gemara mentions another four tragedies that took place on that day. Someone asked a question about the Kavonas for Bris Mila. There's a chapter in Likut Imran, chapter 63 in Likut Imran, addresses what a person should be thinking about at a time of a Bris Mila.
Thank you. Have a good day.
A wonderful day to all.
Thank you, Rav Nosson.
Sure. Have a wonderful day. Besuras Tovas.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Have a good day, Rav Nosson.
You too.